I'm gonna flip some papier after the surgeon care. Today's date is 09/04/2023. Dictation is for Mr. Lance Buck. Buck spells B-U-C-K. Lance spells L-A-N-C. Date of birth is 01/14/1969. 54-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Mr. Lance has a history of hypertension, migraines. Is there for follow-up? Said he fasted and would like to have labs drawn today. The next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports numbness in his bilateral lower extremity and hands. Next paragraph, patient reports pain in his right knee. Next paragraph, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies weight loss, denies night sweats or hot flashes. Next paragraph, patient stated that since his last visit, he was diagnosed with colon cancer. During which time, he stated that he was treated with chemotherapy, namely oxyplatin, O-X-I-P-L-A-T-I-N, and Exeloda spelled X-E-L-O-D-A. Said after taking physical therapy, he noticed the numbness in his lower extremities and upper extremities started, period. Said he was seen by a neurologist who advised him that, yes, indeed, the chemotherapy did induce peripheral neuropathy, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. New diagnosis is colon cancer. No changes in other diagnosis, medication, or allergies. Next paragraph, a physical exam, he's alert oriented, in no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 95% at room air, blood pressure is 146/100, pulse 90, respiration 18, temperature 98.2. Open parentheses, patient stated that he has not taken his correction. Patient said he has history of hypertension and has medication for his blood pressure, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tendon or organomegaly. Multiple post-surgical scars. These scars are well healed with no evidence of secondary infection or abscess, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort at range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. A review of patient's outside records revealed that he has some decreased sensation in his lower extremities in a glove and stockings distribution. This test was not repeated today, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Right knee. Diffuse tendonitis to palpation. He has full range of motion. Negative valgus, negative varus, negative Lachman, negative McMurray. Neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is peripheral neuropathy. Number two, colon cancer, status post chemo. His colon cancer was stage 3. Chemo with oxyplatin, O-X-I-P-L-A-T-I-N, and Exeloda, X-E-L-O-D-A, currently in remission period. He is, however, being seen by Methodist Cancer Institute, and he usually goes there for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, peripheral neuropathy. Patient is currently on gabapentin. Was evaluated by a neurologist who concluded that this neuropathy was related to chemotherapy. Patient said he has this medication and does not need a refill of it right now, period. Next paragraph. Next assessment, hypertension. Not quite at goal. Today, blood pressure is 140 over 100. Patient said he has medication and will take him as soon as he gets home. He does not need refill today. Next paragraph, migraine, currently on Maxalt, which he says work well, period. Next paragraph. A CT scan of his patient's knee was done. Rationale, patient has colon cancer, concerns for metastases. Particularly, namely bony metastases. CT scan reveals cruciate ligament and menisci are suboptimally evaluated. No significant joint effusion seen, no Baker's cyst seen. There's no evidence of acute fracture or dislocation. Bones are well mineralized, joint space are preserved, period. Conclusion is no acute osseous abnormality, period. Patient was advised to do range of motion exercises for his knee, to use over-the-counter medication, Tylenol or Motrin for pain, come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. Labs, we'd like to have labs drawn today. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, TSH, T3, T4, testosterone level, PSA, and vitamin D. However, labs could not be drawn today. Today is a holiday, and the pickup will not be done today until tomorrow. He was advised to come back so we can draw his labs. He said he'll be back tomorrow. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.